Do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many, is a defiant wording on one of the works by Taranaki textile artist Jeanette Verster in an exhibition she calls I Haven't Lost My Marbles Yet. The title's taken from her embroidery of a head with a brain filled with shiny green marbles. It's part of what Jeanette calls an ABC for the unyoung, the opposite of all those first ABC books for children. She says she came up with the idea before the pandemic, but believes it's super timely, reminding us why our senior society is so important to us. We've got a gallery of her work on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. Jeanette's exhibition is on at the From Out of the Blue studio in Opunake in South Taranaki that aims to teach and nurture traditional textile practices while at the same time encouraging them to be used in new ways. So I was curious who Jeanette learnt the many techniques she uses, from embroidery and painting to papermaking and knitting.
I grew up with a mother that was a quilter, so I was always surrounded by fabric. I'm somebody who doesn't like following rules too much. I always like to see whether I can push the boundaries a little bit, so I like to experiment and see where it takes me.
There are many techniques available to those who work with textiles. What are your preferred ones?
Oh, I can't say I have preferred ones because I really like to mix things up. I like to work with handmade papers, which I make myself, and then hand stitch on top of that, and sometimes just add a little bit of paint in the mix as well. Embroidery and knitting, you name it, I'm always game to try something. Some of my other works are actually based on origami patterns. So it could be that I use a piece of paper, fold it and then unfold it and then rework it, or sometimes put stitch on top of that, or weaving through it. Yes, I really like that geometric part of it.
With this exhibition, it's very much focused on aging, and I get a sense of defiance in a way. I mean, not against the aging process, but perhaps about these common conceptions of aging, that it's all downhill after a certain age, you know, and that the elderly can become invisible and overlooked.
Well, it certainly has its origins in that feeling of feeling more and more invisible and being more aware of what people are going through, because my parents are aging and I do some voluntary work for Age Concern, and I'm in contact with people that are having to come to grips with this thing called age and accept that you can't really do what you could do 50 years ago anymore. Yes, as I said in my artist statement as well, when I started the work, it was very negative to start and very dark, and I thought, well, no, I think there must be more to that, and I would deliberately have to think about what are the upsides, what can we do to laugh at ourselves in these situations. And I think that is probably one of the things that I like most about talking to people about it, because so many people say that they engage with the works because they can recognise themselves or somebody that they know and just have a little chuckle about it.
Now, you've described this also as an ABC, and we think of ABCs for little kids, you know, as they're starting to get their heads around the alphabet, and you've twisted this.
Yes. One of my other interests is literature. I read quite a lot, and I love children's books as well, and so I have quite the collection. And it was just an idea that popped into my head rather randomly one night, and I thought, well, there's always all these little books, my first ABC, the child's first alphabet, and they very often have a certain theme around them, like my first ABC of animals, and there are just hundreds and hundreds of that type of book out there. And I thought, well, how about my last ABC? And that was definitely that thing that you spoke about, being a little bit defiant. So I started making a list, and I came across as a list of medical problems more than anything else. So I had to edit it quite significantly to make it a little bit more interesting.
Well, we might ask about a couple of medical problems and then move on to some of the other ideas that you look at.
So the first one, the A, is Alzheimer's. And for a long time, I resisted that. In fact, that was the seventh A that I've made, because in the end, I just thought, no, that is probably one of the things that people are most worried about getting older, is forgetting and getting Alzheimer's disease. And That's something that's really pertinent about old age for a lot of people when they're not quite there yet, or, you know, when they have parents that are losing memories. And I see people around who are struggling with that. And in the end, I just said, no, that is the one that I chose. It's probably quite grim, but it needs to be there.
Now, is this the image, because we have it on our webpage, of I Haven't Lost My Marbles Yet?
That I have not lost my marbles yet is more a humorous take on the same thing of A. So there's that connection, and I've literally put marbles in it, but they are contained. They are stitched in between layers of tulle, so they can't fall out. Because when I started making this thing, I thought that would be really ironic if this thing hangs in the gallery and a marble fell out.
See, I had no idea from the image. I couldn't tell how you had attached the marbles to the material. So that was actually one of my questions, how the heck you did it.
Yes. So I made pockets for the marbles. So they're in rows. And so every pocket I filled and then stitched it up and then did the next pocket. And that sits in a hollow. And you might have noticed on the other images as well that a lot of the images contain some text. And you can't really read it unless you're up close. They're all dictionary pages, and I've chosen pages that relate to the image or to the topic of the given work. So that would be all about forgetting, memory, words like that would be behind the marbles. So it's just another layer. So most of these works are really multi-layered with lots of different takes or ideas or opinions sometimes about a given topic.
One of those text works is Do Not Regret Growing Older. It is a privilege denied to many. And I thought, gosh, yes. In the current, I know you were starting to think about this before the pandemic, but in the current moment when there's been so much concern about our elderly people and their vulnerability to this damn virus, I thought, my goodness, that takes on an extra layer of meaning, doesn't it?
It does, yes. And I can't take credit for that. It's a piece of writing that I found on the internet, and I tried to find out who said it first, but nobody knows. It's unattributed, so I thought it is just perfect for this purpose.
Do you want to describe another couple of images from the exhibition that are, you've tried something a little different?
One of the images that I really like is the one about sight, because increasingly we lose our sight. You know, we start with just needing reading glasses, and then sometimes it gets worse with cataracts and things like that. It also refers back to a work that I've done a number of years ago where I used an eye chart. My father was an ophthalmologist, and was a piece that I made for him out of cast paper. It was pulp that I've cast into a mold. And I came back to that idea of using a eye chart. But instead of the normal letters, I used the letters of the song I Can See Clearly Now, but then crossed out some of them with embroidery and changing the words to say, I can't see clearly no more. So again, it's something that you have to look at and try to see that actually there's more going on than just an eye chart. And again, behind that, there are a lot of dictionary words relating to sight, but they're quite obscure because on top of that is a layer of very fine handmade paper. And I've painted it out a little bit so that the red crossed out words, almost like a piece that was marked up by a teacher, the important part of that piece.
You mentioned before the response you've had from some of the, to quote you, unyoung, who've come along who can really relate to the work. So you're also finding some of those who are younger are becoming thoughtful, you know, looking at the works and really thinking about ageing.
They do. A lot of people would say, oh, I know that because my mum is like that or my grandfather was like that. So people know people that can relate to it, even if they can't relate to it themselves. One of the works that I found really spoke to people was a work called Reminders. So what I used is little bits of yellow fabric, exactly the same colour as those sticky notes. And on top of that, I embroidered things like the alarm code, question oven off, NZSO 730, and a lady was looking at it and she was reading out all these things, and she, instead of NZSO, she read New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. And I thought, how wonderful is that? Because that's exactly what I had in mind. But, you know, she probably didn't even think about it, but she could absolutely recognise those notes as something that she would have written.
The attitudes towards textile art, Jeanette, do you think that we have become more enlightened and things are changing, attitudes are changing? Because it used to be that craft was separated out from art. I get a sense it's changing. What about you as a practitioner?
I do think it's changing. It is still not right where I think it should be. And I hope it will be. But I think increasingly there are wonderful, wonderful artists that are really producing such wonderful work that it can't be ignored or just written off as something that you do in your spare time that's not worthy of the word art. So I do hope that, especially with a gallery like Viv's, that more and more people will see the value in textile and textile manipulation as an art form.
New Plymouth-based textile artist Jeanette Verster, I Haven't Lost My Marbles Yet, is on at the From Out of the Blues studio in Opunake in South Taranaki.